In sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Lynx are on the brink of elimination after losing to Phoenix on Friday night, 84-76. Nafisa Collier was injured and coach Cheryl Reeve was ejected as the Lynx now trail the best-of-five series 2-1. Collier suffered an injury late in the game and had to be helped to the locker room. Reeve was ejected on the same play, and after the game, she criticized the officiating for letting the game become too physical.
The officiating crew that we had tonight, for the leadership to deem those three people semifinals playoff worthy is malpractice. I can take an L with the best of them. I don't think we should have to play through more than what they did. We got players, moshes on the glass, and gets cracked. And there's no call. And all of them said, it wasn't my call. I don't know. I didn't see it that way. Awful.
Game 4 is tomorrow night in Phoenix with a 7 p.m. tip-off. The Minnesota Twins lost to Philadelphia last night 3-1. Philadelphia starter Aaron Nola pitched a perfect game into the sixth inning. The Twins broke up the perfect game on a Christian Vasquez solo homer in the sixth for Minnesota's only run. Golden Gopher football hosts Rutgers today. Gopher wide receiver Lameke Brockington on bouncing back after the loss to Cal in the team's last game 2 weeks ago.
Just being able to attack and play fast. Like, we played a little bit of slow in the Cal in the beginning of the game. We attacked the ball like we should have. We can be aggressive in a releasing game, and we can be way more aggressive in the run game as well. And also, the key points was we've got to be on our execution and fundamentals and details of every play.
Kickoff is at 11 this morning. The Vikings play Pittsburgh tomorrow in Ireland with kickoff at 8:30 in the morning, and Minnesota United is at Colorado tonight. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is Sports on MNN.